From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders try to stem the flood of migrants to the continent. European Union leaders meeting an emergency session in Brussels early Thursday agreed to change their open-door policy to hundreds of thousands of migrants from the Middle East and South Asia. European Council President Donald Tusk says the potential is for millions to come to Europe. He said the EU will provide more than $1 billion to international aid agencies helping refugees at camps near their home countries.
Leaders have agreed on increased help to Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, and other countries in the region. More assistance will be offered in exchange for reinforced cooperation. At least additional €1 billion will be mobilized for help to the refugees in the region via the UNHCR and the World Food Programme.
They also agreed to quickly identify those eligible for refugee protection, but did not mention approval of a controversial quota system this week among the 28 member states to relocate tens of thousands of migrants and refugees. Burkina Faso's interim president Wednesday regained control of the country a week after a military general and his supporters overthrew him and his transitional government. Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power at an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou.
La réaction populaire, et en particulier celle de notre jeunesse militante.
Mr. Kafando said the opposition to last week's coup by the people and the international community reinforced their certainty of the justness of his cause. Last week's coup by the presidential guard led by General Gilbert Diendera came less than a month before elections in which supporters of ousted President Blaise Compaoré were barred from running. This is VOA News. Pope Francis Thursday will become the first pope to address a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. Wednesday, on his first full day to the U.S., Francis held a private meeting with President Obama and later celebrated Mass attended by thousands. He conferred sainthood on Junipero Serra, a controversial 18th century Spanish missionary who spread the word of the church in what is now California. Reverend Peter Crivello serves at the Diocese of Monterey, California.
Serra followed God's call beyond being a priest, beyond being a part of the Franciscan community, beyond being an accomplished professor of theology and a noted preacher in his day. He left all to bring the Christian faith to this part of the world. He cared for the people to which he devoted his life.
His elevation to sainthood is a sore point for many Native Americans who say he contributed to the abuse and elimination of many indigenous tribes through enslavement and disease. Continuing his own U.S. visit Wednesday in Washington State, Chinese President Xi Jinping told American businessmen China will cut restrictions on foreign investment. His visit produced its first tangible result with the announcement China will purchase 300 aircraft from U.S. manufacturer Boeing for nearly $40 billion. Dennis Muhlenberg is Boeing's CEO.
President Xi's visit is a testament to the relationship between our countries and between Boeing and China. China is quickly becoming the largest aviation market in the world, and our partnership together is creating jobs both in China and here in the U.S.
In what was billed as a major policy speech Tuesday, Mr. Xi called for better ties with Washington. He also addressed a wide range of other issues that have upset ties, including cyber hacking. Colombia's president and FARC rebels reached a major breakthrough late Wednesday toward ending more than half a century of bloodshed. The agreement, to be implemented in March, would grant a general amnesty to rebel fighters except for serious crimes. Rebels who confess to lesser offenses could avoid prison and compensate their victims. They would also be expected to disarm within 60 days. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday again warned Russian actions in Syria risk a confrontation with a coalition opposed to the Islamic State group. Mr. Kerry, telling an Italian newspaper, he conveyed to Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov the U.S. concern over Moscow's military support of President Bashar al-Assad. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned Wednesday amid a scandal in which the German carmaker admitted to having tampered with emissions controls on millions of vehicles to pass pollution tests. On Friday, U.S. regulators said Volkswagen had equipped cars with software that switched any pollution controls during tests, but shut them off in normal driving. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.